Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today I take a passage from the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, for our meditation. First, let me read the passage. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. This passage is presented in the book of Lamentation, a book that was formerly considered as an appendix to the book of Jeremiah and was considered as a poem, a lament by Jeremiah about the ruins of the destroyed Jerusalem. Later on, Bible scholars have found out this is an independent book, not written by Jeremiah but some unknown author. The theme of the book of Lamentation is the destruction of Jerusalem and the deportation of the people who lost everything. And the city of Jerusalem is presented as a mother weeping over the lost children. The Jerusalem or the Israel presented as the one who laments. It was a tragedy. Everything was gone. All the history that was built up from Exodus to the monarchy, all wiped out at a stroke. The soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem and deported thousands of people to faraway Babylon. Nothing was left. The palace was destroyed, the temple was burned down, the king was deported. Then they thought everything had come to an end. People were in despair. They thought God had abandoned them. They also thought that their own guilt and the guilt of the ancestors were haunting them. God was punishing them for the guilt of their ancestors. This is what people believe even today. When an unexpected disaster befalls us, we seem to think that God is punishing us, if not for our sins, for the sins of the ancestors. But then, the people thought that they were abandoned by God. God had abandoned them. But remember, God doesn't abandon anybody. God is not destroying people. God is calling people to conversion. And here is the revelation that is given to us in the book of Lamentation. The love of God never ceases. What we translate here as love is a Hebrew word called hesed, an unending, never failing, everlasting love. A love that God has guaranteed through the covenant, a covenantal love. God will never break the covenant. God will keep his promise. Even when we are unfaithful, God cannot be unfaithful because he is true to himself. Sometimes it happens that we cannot experience God's love. We think that we are contempt. We cannot experience God's love, not because God doesn't love us, because we are so much immersed in ourselves, maybe in our guilt complexes, our feeling of guilt or feeling of sin, feeling of whatever failures it might be. Open our eyes and we can see God. It is something like the cloud covering, hiding the sun. When the cloud of our unbelief, the cloud of our complexes are removed, when the cloud of our sin is removed, we can see God's light, God's face shining in our hearts. So the love of God never ceases. And that's what gives us hope. That gives us trust, strength to continue in our lives. So never lose hope. Even when you lose everything, don't lose hope in God. His love never ends. That he has promised us, that he will keep his promise. And in this we trust.